town truss-covered bridge over Marsh Creek between Cumberland and Freedom Townships in Adams County, Pennsylvania. With serene, flowing streams of water and intricate and elaborate construction, this bridge is truly a picturesque vision in the daylight. However, in the moonlight, the energy shifts to a rather spooky and even frightening scene. Disembodied heads, ghostly apparitions, and the slight hint of pipe smoke are just a few signs of the spirits that call this place home. Tourists and travelers have experienced their fair share of paranormal activity while visiting. And still standing after nearly 200 years, this haunted crossing stands as a reminder of the lives lost during the Battle of Gettysburg. This week's spooky space is that of Saxe Covered Bridge in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Hello, fellow fiends. Welcome to another episode of Creepy Cases and Spooky Spaces. I am your host, Cassie Opea. Now, before I get into this week's spooky space, don't forget that you can catch me every Friday with new episodes of the creepiest true crime cases, some which are actually still unsolved to this day, and the spookiest spaces in the world. If you subscribe to the Patreon, or the Anchor page, for as little as $5 a month, you can get bonus content from every other Tuesday. You also get a merchandise discount that's good for every purchase on every item in the Wiccan Fae shop at pizzaandpigtails.com. You also get a shout out in a future episode to show my appreciation and to say thank you. And you also get a welcome swag box of Creepy Cases and Spooky Spaces merchandise. Tell your friends, tell your family. If you would like to subscribe, or if you would like to support without subscribing, because I understand that sometimes budget's a little tight, you can't really commit to a monthly subscription. I do have a Cash App and a Venmo. And don't forget that just following on social media, liking, sharing, commenting, that also helps the algorithm. And that algorithm is a beast. So it helps the podcast get seen. It helps it get more traction. And it's just also appreciated. Plus, I love, love, love when there's a good conversation going on. So definitely invite your fellow fiends to join in on all of that. Also, just purchasing merch in the Wiccan Fae shop, and that's the candles, the Creepy Cases, Spooky Spaces, the Magical World of Cassiopeia merchandise. It all helps, and it's all, once again, I'll use the word, appreciated. And if you're a small business like me, or a big business, I do have ad space on future episodes, so definitely reach out, creepycases.spookyspaces@gmail.com, and I can send you all of the budget-friendly packages I have available. So let's get started on today's spooky space. Now, built in 1852 under the direction of David S. Stoner, using the truss design by Connecticut architect Ithiel Towne, the Saxe Covered Bridge, also known as the Saxe Covered Bridge and the Waterworks Covered Bridge, the truss design consists of wooden beams crisscrossed to kind of form a lattice design, which is the one that kind of looks like that. It's 100 feet long and 15 feet wide. And at the time, it actually only cost a little over $1,500, which of course today it's like, oh, $1,500. But I'm sure back in the 1800s, that was actually quite a bit of money. It's located on Waterworks Road, just off of Pumping Station Road in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Its purpose is to connect the land on either side of the Gettysburg Marsh Creek. It allowed a safe and dry passage for wagons, vehicles, and pedestrians. On April 12, 1861, the American Civil War began when Confederate forces opened fire on the Union-held Fort Sumter in Charleston, South Carolina. When the Battle of Gettysburg broke out, it brought the brutality to the land. Now, just 11 years after it was erected, on July 1, 1863, the bridge was crossed by one corps of the Union Army heading towards Gettysburg, while the Third Corps crossed heading back to the Black Horse Tavern, which this stone residence was used as a maneuver point and a field hospital during the war. On July 3rd, Colonel, at this time, Robert E. Lee admitted it was all too apparent that his troops would not be able to drive the Union from its strong position. Having lost 28,000 of his 80,000 men, knowing he would have to leave thousands more injured who couldn't travel behind to be captured and cared for by the Union, he was also low on food and ammunition and in enemy territory. He explained that the army must retreat to Virginia. A few days later, the remainder of Colonel Lee's Army of Northern Virginia retreated over the bridge after the Union victory, admitting defeat to General George Meade. Now, Robert Lee was actually crushed by this defeat, and he tried resigning from command, but President Jefferson Davis wouldn't allow it. His confidence in the colonel proved right, and Lee would go on to claim many victories in the future and claiming title of general. After the battle ended, the town slowly put their lives back together. Surprisingly, the bridge suffered no damage during the war. In 1938, the Pennsylvania Department of Highways declared the bridge to be the most historically important and most visited covered bridge in the state. At this time, there were over 900, 24 in Adams County alone. Today, there are three. On May 9th, 1968, it was decided that the bridge was no longer safe for travel and was closed to vehicle traffic while staying open to pedestrians. On August 25th, 1980, the Sacks Covered Bridge was listed on the National Register of Historic Places. In 1991, a $500,000 renovation to stabilize the bridge began. Unfortunately, on June 19, 1996, flood waters swept the bridge from its abutments, washing it downstream a ways. But the County of Adams rehabilitated the bridge. Surprisingly, they were able to salvage about 95%, and the lattice trusses were still intact. It added about $100,000 to the renovation total, but they moved it back to its original home, adding steel beams and elevating it about 3 feet. Even though it's in the best shape it's ever been in, the county has decided to keep it closed to vehicles. For almost as long as the bridge has been standing, the claims have been consistent. It's haunted. Now, it's no surprise that there's ghost activity here. This is mostly attributed to the role that the bridge played in the Civil War. With it being the bloodiest on American soil, and with an estimated 620,000 lives lost, that's just the ones that could be tracked. Makeshift hospitals were set up in homes, schools, and businesses across the area, and bodies were buried everywhere. Three young soldiers were hanged from its very own trusses. Now, there are two theories as to why the men were hanged. No one can find the actual story behind their execution. You see, during the Civil War, most of the soldiers were quite young, and I'm sure the amount of stress of being away from their home and families, some for the very first time, seeing their friends, families, and neighbors killed, the fear of being killed themselves, and killing others, I'm sure some jumped at the opportunity to abandon their posts and go into hiding. One of the stories to the hangings is that the three Confederate soldiers dressed themselves up in Union clothing, marching along with the North near the covered bridge, were discovered to belong with the South. And once they were found out as deserters, the Union decided to make an example of them. Now, the other theory is that the men were actually spies who were just trying to get information and infiltrate to bring back to their own troops, but they were somehow figured out by the Union troops and they were made an example of. Now, either way, they were taken to the bridge and hanged, their bodies left as a warning to the other Confederate soldiers who would be passing through. People claim to have seen figures hanging from the beams, only they're not there when they go to inspect further. Strange lights can also be seen around the bridge when no one else is there. Sounds of distant gunfire and cannons can be heard. The strong aroma of cigar smoke and pipe tobacco can also be detected when no one else is smoking or when no one is smoking. Could this be someone patrolling in the afterlife? Visitors have been startled when they're tapped on the shoulder or have even had their hair pulled, only no one is there when they turn around. Multiple tourists have reported hearing the clip-clop of horse hooves traveling across the bridge, only some say that it stops halfway, and they never hear it leave, but there's also never a horse. Orbs are seen frequently, disembodied voices and whispers are heard, icy cold spots kind of come out of nowhere. Phantom footsteps are heard running or marching across the bridge. And one of the most unsettling reports are the ghostly heads that seem to be floating, just randomly appearing and disappearing on a whim. A little boy in period clothing has been photographed. But I think my favorite report and the most frequented spirit is the ghost named Tennessee. Legend says he was a runaway slave that somehow made his way near the bridge. It's unknown if he was killed on the bridge or nearby, but somehow his spirit is there. And he actually got the name Tennessee because one time a ghost hunter asked, "Hey, what's your name?" And the only word he got was Tennessee. Maybe that's where he's from. Maybe that's his name. We're not quite sure. Now, Tennessee was known to be a smoker, and he actually loves when guests bring him cigarettes. If you place a cigarette on the metal railing outside the bridge, it'll actually spin, and the end will glow like someone's taking a puff. One visitor actually got it on video, and I'll throw that video link in the show notes, so definitely check it out. It's actually pretty interesting. So they ask, they light the cigarette, and they set it on the railway there, and they ask, "Can you move the cigarette?" To their surprise, the cigarette moved. And it actually is like facing this way, and then it turns that way. Then they asked him to point the cigarette at her. And he did. She then said, "Can you knock it off the railing?" And just like that, the cigarette just flew off. And there's actually quite a few videos if you look it up on, if you just Google, honestly, sex-covered bridge, and then you go into videos. This actually happens quite a few times. Like, you'll see it, and it's different people, so it's not like somebody has kind of set up a string or some device or something like that. It's random people who videotape, and you can see it spinning, you can see it moving. Sometimes it doesn't move or spin, but it glows, and you can see the, you know, as if somebody's taken a puff from it. And I actually think that's pretty cool, pretty interesting, that you can actually see it happening, instead of just, oh yeah, you hear about it, but you never really get any real proof. Now, I, for one, would love to visit the Sax-Covered Bridge. I think more for the history rather than the paranormal activity, just because, like, as much as I love paranormal activity and I love actually going and getting the vibe and energy of the places, like to visit the places, I mean, let's not lose sight that, sure, ghostly activity is great, but this bridge is a major part of our history and the Battle of Gettysburg, honestly, and just Pennsylvania in general. Now, I was told that you should definitely visit during the day, but then also definitely visit at night because it's a completely different feeling, a different vibe, a different energy, and it's almost as if the landscape changes at the same time. Now, the Sax-Covered Bridge has stood for nearly 200 years, holding the title of the most haunted icon in the area. Now, what I want to know is, have you visited? Tell me below, share your stories. I want to hear all of them. Also, share a creepy case or a spooky space that you'd like to see featured in a future episode. I love hearing about maybe cases or places that I haven't heard of or that I haven't really looked into a lot, or, you know, just all that. I just love creepy and spooky stuff, so just share that with me. But on that note, I'll see you next crime. Bye. You've been listening to Creepy Cases and Spooky Spaces, a Pizza and Pigtails production. Created and hosted by Cassie Opea. All episodes researched, written, and edited by yours truly. Don't forget, you can find new episodes of the creepiest and spookiest content every Friday on your favorite podcast listening platform, and now YouTube as well. Subscribe to the Patreon page or the anchor.fm page for as little as $5 a month for bonus episodes every other Tuesday, a merchandise discount, and a Creepy Cases and Spooky Spaces thank you swag box. You can also support without subscribing through the Cash App and Venmo. Don't forget to follow along on social media, especially the Facebook and the Instagram page at creepycases.spookyspaces for all future news and updates related to the podcast, and maybe see some content that's not featured here. Like, comment, and share with your fellow fiends to get that conversation started. And on that note, I'll see you next crime.